Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Cassie Smedley joining us again this morning, press secretary with the RNC. Cassie, happy Wednesday to you.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
You know, the president yesterday signed he's calling a business bill of rights for businesses during this pandemic. I mean, I think that he's already got a great track record of cutting regulations. But this is one more evidence that you've got somebody in the White House who understands what it takes to get the economy rolling again.
Yes, absolutely. And it was a moment yesterday where you saw the president say, okay, this part I got, this I know how to do, and bringing in, whether it's with agriculture or with American businesses, all these different sectors, to say, we want to make sure that you guys have what you need to get back up and running and going, and to do it safely and to do it confidently. But it is a good reminder that we do have a businessman in the White House. As people start to resume their fawning over Joe Biden, it's a reminder that he's still struggling to talk over geese in his interviews, and yet you have the president of the United States up speaking directly to the American people, talking about this next phase of how we're going to not just reopen, but bounce back and become the economic powerhouse once again, and how he's the pro-business president, which we know Joe Biden, the Obama-Biden era, was the pro-big government administration, and the Trump administration is the pro-America free market American business.
Yeah, very true. You know, the president saw this coming, but I just want to play this bite here. Cut 13, please.
Hydroxychloroquine is used by thousands and thousands of frontline workers so that hopefully they don't catch this horrible disease, or whatever you want to call it. It is a terrible virus. It's a terrible thing. And a lot of people are taking it. A lot of doctors are taking it. A lot of people swear by it. It's gotten a bad reputation only because I'm promoting it. So I'm obviously a very bad promoter.
So the president knew that the minute he said this, it was going to set hair on fire across the liberal media. And Joe Biden's come out and criticized him for it. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. And then today I open up the Post-Dispatch. Well, I don't open it up because I don't take the paper anymore, but their online portion is reporting that Washington University, one of the top research facilities in the country, is currently doing a study of 30,000 frontline workers who are taking hydroxychloroquine. So if it was that poisonous, we should really be worried about it.
Imagine that. Well, and as a reminder, the president isn't just like popping by the drugstore and picking this up. This is a prescription that he's been prescribed by his doctor, who's the White House physician, in consultation with, I'm sure, a team of doctors. So not only do you have any number of studies that show that there's merit to this drug, and they think that it has some, that it's got positive effects in this situation, but everybody in the liberal media tried to make it sound like he was just out there being his own doctor. And of course, that's not the case. And of course, all along, the message has been that this should be an option if your doctor thinks it should be an option for you. And I think that's another one of the issues here that, again, the media just runs with if it's a day that ends in Y, is that they try and sound like, make it sound like the president is just running this all on his own, and he's not. He's doing everything you should be doing. He's in consultation with doctors. He's in consultation with economists. He's in consultation with American businesses. All of this to try and figure out what is best for the American people to get us back on track. And even if that's him saying, hey, I'm taking it. They told me there's no harm. I'm giving it a shot because I've been following all of these studies and listening to all of these doctors who say this is a good option. So it's a wonder every single day how the media finds a way to take him out of context, spin a narrative that ends up running the show for the next 10 or 12 hours. Well, but as we've said many times before, the American people see right through it.
It's what they do best. Every day there's a shiny new object that has distracted the mainstream media because they'd rather talk about that than any positive news about Georgia or some of these states that have reopened and have not had all the problems they claimed were going to happen. I tell you what, Cassie, I'm out of time, but I always appreciate having you on. Thank you.
Always great to be with you, Mark. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.